Okay, today is Kuf Yud Beis. I'm pleased to say that we're up to Kuf Yud Beis. Traditionally, we've been a bit behind. Okay, so we were in the middle of just finishing off explaining the psukim that discussed the fact that you're not allowed to delay paying your workers, and we had various opinions about applying to animals and applying to Kalim and applying to the Ger Toshav and is it only the night and the day, etc. And we were just working through what they all do with the psukim, and right at the end we said the Elov Hu Noisei Es Nafshei was a pasuk, that the poor man is lifting up his soul towards the payment because he's so desperate for the money. That would be the literal translation. And we talked about that he's Moser Nefesh, he climbs up on top of trees and on scaffolding and wherever because he's desperate to earn a dollar. And then the last thing we had, Dovara, the fourth line from the top, Dovaracher, Ve'elav Hu Noisei Es Nafshei, Kol HaKovesh Tzchar Socher, that whoever withholds, good word, whoever withholds payment from the worker, ke'ilu noitel nafshir menu, it's like he takes his soul from him. So the question is, whose soul? Whose soul are you taking? Ah, that's what you would have thought. Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda, chadom nafshir shel gazlon. One says, it's destroying the soul of the thief. It's damaging. The guy who should pay and doesn't is destroying his own soul. And Chadam and Avshan Nigzal, the other one says it's soul destroying for the TV. So how do they learn Pshat? Is Manda Omar Nafshe Shal Gazlan, the one who says it's the soul of the Gazlan Duchsiv. Al Tigzal Dol, don't steal from the poor man, Ki Dolu, because he's poor. Al Tidke Onu Bashar, and don't humiliate the poor man in the gates. Uksiv, and then the pasuk continues, Ki Hashem Yoriv Rivam, because God will fight the fight on their behalf. The cover as kaveyim, and he will fix the fixing nefesh, the soul. So from that means like to fix it up is the punishment. The even or upper is to take away the soul. So that's the destroying the soul of the gazlan according to that opinion. Umando amar nafesh shel nigzal, the one who says it's destroying the soul of the victim, to receive. Kain orchis kol batzaya botza. This is in Mishlei. Yeah? That is the way of all people who do nasty and rotten things. Es nefesh ba'olav yikach. It takes the soul of the owner. So assumption being, when you take the soul of the owner, that means the victim, the owner. When a person steals, then he takes the soul of the owner. That means the person he stole from, bepashtus. So therefore, he said it's talking about that it's like a soul-destroying thing for the victim. So what does the other guy do with that pasuk? That seems pretty clear that it's taking the soul of the victim. So he will say, no, ba'olav means ba'olav dahashta, the person who's in possession of it now. The ganif, once he stole something, it's in his possession, so he's the ba'olav. When it says ba'olav, it means the ganif. What is the other one who says that it's the victim? What does he do with the positive? Kavas kaveim nefesh. Kavas kaveim nefesh sounds like it's a punishment, that I'm fixing him up by taking his soul, so it's a punishment. The punishment goes to the perpetrator, not to the victim. So he will explain the pasuk as a matam kamar. It goes together. Matam kavas kaveim. It's not that he's taking a punishment, and the punishment that he takes is the soul. No. Matam kavas kaveim. Why does he punish him? Mishum, they're not lunafish, because they took the soul of the victim. Okay, so that's anyway. The upshot of all that is, it's not a good thing to withhold payment. It's bad for someone. Bad for everyone. No one's happy. Okay, now going back on what we said in the Mishnah, Emasai, when does all this apply? Yeah, that you're not allowed to, and we talked about the day worker, you got to pay him through the night. The night worker, you got to pay him through the day. When is it applied? Is mancha tovoy? Once he's sent the invoice, he has demanded the wages. He said, okay, pay up. Loi tovoy. If the guy didn't come to get it, any overlove and don't transgress the loi sases that we mentioned. Tana Rabbana, we learned the Braisa, Lo Salim Pu'ula Socher, do not allow to go overnight the wages of the worker. Yachal Afilu Tova, you might think this Lo Sasei applies even if the guy didn't ask for it. Talmud Lomar Itcha, the Pasuk says Itcha Ad Boker, that means it's with you. L'datecha, that is, you're the one who's withholding it. If he wants it and you're saying no, then you're the one, then you're over on this Lo Sasei. Yachal Afilu Ein Lo, you might think even, let's say the employer has got a cash flow problem and he hasn't got what to pay, he hasn't got the money, so you might think he's over then also. Talmud Lomar Itcha, Sheyesh Itcha, that you've got the cash and you're just withholding it because of evilness and rottenness. You might think he transgressed, even if he made a deal and gave him a voucher with the shopkeeper that he can go to Kohl's with one of those vouchers and get food. Oh, now I can say Rishon. Yesterday I had to say Kohl's because you weren't here. So he makes the deal with the shopkeeper to give him his shopping and the employer is going to pay for it. Or it's a shulchani, or he goes to the bank and he says
give him a loan.
The bankroll, yeah, you give him the money and it'll be off my account. So he's already organized payment through a third party. So you might think he's over. Talmud Lomar Itcha, only when it's with you, when there's no third party and you're the one who has to pay and you haven't. Not the case to exclude the case where he organized it through a shopkeeper and through a banker, that there's no transgression of this lois asay. In other words, that means if the shopkeeper delays, then it's...
No. A shop verse is no good. He might want to buy shoes or blankets.
No, obviously that was...
That means he's arranged credit with whoever you want.
Obviously
take care of it. I'll fix the bill. You go shopping, you buy...
Yeah, obviously that was the arrangement they made.
And I'll fix the bill.
It's not a unilateral decision there.
He's not going to either buy shoes or buy shoes or buy... It just means that I'm not giving you cash in hand. In lieu of cash in hand, I'll take care of your other expenses.
Yeah, it's the fringe benefits to avoid tax, you know. Okay.
You must have a good account.
Next two dots. The question is, okay, so he doesn't transgress the loisa, so that's a technicality. But chayzer ene chayzer, can he go back to the balabos? They agreed to this arrangement, right? So the worker agreed that the payment is going to be by him getting free shopping at the supermarket, yeah? And then something goes sour over there and he doesn't get it. Does he have a taina that he can go back to the employer if he doesn't get what he wants or not? Avshesha says no, the employer has discharged his duty, and now if you've got a taina, the taina is against the shopkeeper. Rabbi says, no, he can go back to the employer. Rabbi says, how can I prove it to you? The Mishnah said that if you organize it with the shopkeeper, you didn't transgress the lois asay. That means technically you weren't over. Yeah, he didn't over the lois asay. But to come back and make a claim, he still has a right to. Rav Sheshes Samar, my ain't over. Rav Sheshes says, what do you mean? He's not over. Ain't a bit terus lava. There's nothing there to be over. In other words, he's not responsible anymore, and therefore he's not over, and he's not even shaykh that he has to do something for which he could be over. So therefore, according to him, it's all, once the deal's made, then it's up to the shopkeeper to fulfill the deal, and if he doesn't, then he can take him to Din Torah or wherever he's going to go. Okay, boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Next question. They asked Rav Sheshes, Kablonus. So kablonus, we assume here means that you're
contract work, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's contract work in the sense of
performing a task.
So you go to the shoemaker is going to make your shoes.
It's not by the hour.
It's by the job. But you took your shoes to the shoemaker, and he's charging you a flat fee. And when he's done,
it doesn't matter if it takes him an hour or a day.
Yeah, he charges you fees. It's okay to fix your shoes. Is costing you $50, and that's it. And it's not like he's paid by the hour or anything like that. Yeah. So let's say he's finished doing the shoes, and he says, "Okay, job's done." Is he over a lot? So if let's say you didn't pay within the prescribed time frame, is he over a lot mishum baltolin? No, he ain't over a lot mishum baltolin. Is the concept of don't suppress wages apply only to a wage earner? Yeah, so he works there certain hours, whatever, and you have to pay him in time. Or does it apply also to someone who just has a, he's a tradie, and he does his trade, and then he's finished, or he's working
paid
with,
by the job. Yeah.
Yeah, he's paid to fix something, or he's paid to improve something, whatever it might be. You know, he's paid to build your fence, whatever it might be, and then you have to pay him for it. What's the basis of the question? The basis of the question is, do we say uman kena bishvach kli? Do we say that the tradesman who works on this, whatever it is actually kena, the improvement that he makes? So when you take your shoes to the shoemaker, and the shoe, or if the shoemaker makes the shoes, or if he's improving them, he puts a heel on, he puts a sole on, is the pshat that he is acquires the shoe, and then it's like he's selling it to
by
you.
By virtue of the shinui that he makes?
Yeah, so by virtue of the fact that he's improved the shoe and made it wearable, therefore he is now koina, that shoe, and therefore when you have to pay him, it's like a sale, yeah, and therefore halvahi, it's like you owe money, like a loan, or it's a money that you, when you bought something on credit, so it's more like you owe him the money, it's not really wages.
Who could?
There's been
the Gemara. You started off with a torn shoe, and you've got a complete shoe.
You sound like you're struggling a bit there.
Yeah, that's all right. I keep struggling.
But his job is to fix it up. It's not buying. It's not
him. No, but
I know what
basis are we saying, listen, you're working for me. It's going to take you a day and a half to fix it. I haven't given you a penny yet. During that time, is it a wage that I owe to you? Or is it that you're taking on this item, let's say the shoes, to fix, and through your work on it, you have a degree of ownership in it until such time as I've been paid for it?
I don't think you have any degree.
So that's the discussion.
All right. Well, that's one opinion. So is it that the Uman owns it and he's like selling it, and therefore there's no wages involved over here? It's not Pula Socher. Or do we say, we know what Yehuda holds, or do we say that he's not kind of, the worker, the tradesman is not acquiring anything in the kli, and it's just normal income. It's personal exertion. Yeah. So that's what they asked Rav Sheshes. It's Amar Lahu Rav Sheshes over. Rav Sheshes paskind like Yehuda. That he does transgress because he's a worker. It's not a sale. Fred the Gemara Vahatani. The price says ain't over. Oh, he's in trouble. That price. The price says he's not over. So Rav Sheshes tells them, when is he not over? Hassam, there he's not over. When he told him, in exchange for fixing my shoes, you can go to Rishon and get some free chocolate biscuits, then he's not over anymore. Like we said before, that if you organize with the shopkeeper or the banker, then he's not transgressing.
Assuming there's agreement from both
parties. So the Gemara says, so that's what Rav Sheshes answered them, is that he's over. It's like any other worker. Then the Gemara says, "Name of silent. Maybe we can actually bring a proof for that." Rav Sheshes is right. Hanoisin talisoy leuman. It says in the Brayso, so someone gives his garment to the uman, the garment fixer upper, the tailor. I don't know whoever it is. What? Yeah. Gamra, and he finished it. Vahidiyoy, and he told him it's ready. You can come and pick up your suit. Is afilu mikan varasara yom, even if he delays now from now till 10 days from now, ene over mishum baltolin, he doesn't transgress on baltolin because he hasn't taken it yet. Even though he told him it's done, yeah, but just telling him is not when the clock starts. The clock doesn't start just because he told him it's done. Nosnaloi, but if he gave it to him, so at times he's finished and he says it's done and he comes and picks it up. And says, "Oh, I'll fix you up, you know, soon." Yeah, and if he gave it to him, let's say during the middle of the day, Misha Shaka Olav Chama. Once the sun sets, over Mishum Baltolin, then he's transgressed. Once he picked up the talis, and he hasn't paid for it till sunset, then he's transgressed.
If he rings you up and says it's ready, the job's done. Implication is, come and pick it up and pay me.
Perhaps, but the fact is, when does the deadline start from when you have to pay? So it's when he picks it up.
Well, the normal practice is in the town.
Okay, but this is the way.
This is what
the practice in Babylon was on.
The practice in Babylon was like this. The Iyamar to Uman Kaida Bishrach Kli. If we were to say, not like Rav Sheshes, but that the Uman, the tradie, does acquire the Kli and it's a sale, am I over? Why would he transgress? Yeah, so the guy doing the talus, we're assuming the guy doing the talus, like the shoemaker, yeah, he's doing a per job, flat fee, whatever, and he's not a socher, and we see that he's transgressing. Yeah, once you picked up for the dry cleaning, yeah, you picked it up and you didn't pay, then you're over. Zomer of Mori Bered of Kahana, this is not a proof. Because I can tell you, we're talking about the Garda de Sarbala. We're talking about there is no Shvachkli. We're talking about you take a fancy garment, and what they used to do was they would whack it to make it...
Soften it up,
yeah? So you whack the garment to soften it up. So you're actually not improving it. Because in fact, you're depreciating it. Because the more you whack it, the less life it has left. Yeah, so it means temporarily it's softer, it looks nicer, it feels better, whatever. But ultimately, there's only a certain number of whacks it can take before it falls apart. Yeah, so there's no shvachkli here. What was the approach of the person who held, not like Yehuda, that the owner would, that the worker acquires it? Because he makes an improvement. So when you take something and you improve it, it becomes like a new thing, and therefore it's yours, and you're selling it back to the guy who gave it to you. But here you're not improving it, yeah? So the question is, if he's not improving it, what do you give it to him for? You don't give it to a worker to make it worse. So he says, yes, lirakuchi, to soften it. So he says, if he softens it, and he wants to soften it, then why isn't that called shvach? Good, maybe later on it'll depreciate. But at the moment, if he wants it to be softer, and the guy makes it softer, he's improved it.
In his eyes, that's an improvement.
That's an improvement. Otherwise, he wouldn't do it. Yeah. So therefore, that should be considered an improvement. And for the Gemara, Leitzricha, that he didn't hire him flat fee per job. The Ka'agri Minei Levitusha, he hired him to kick the garment, and Batcha B'masa, each kick for a ma. So he paid him... He wasn't paying him by the garment flat fee. He was paying him by the kick, and therefore that's more schirus. I couldn't kick it himself. Maybe he had a hamstring injury, so yeah. He needed to outsource his kicking.
Tony Lockett.
His whole business of when a worker fixes a shoe or does something, and he may acquire it because he improves it. Where was this whole thing thought of?
Because in secular law, it's the same thing. If you work on something and you don't get paid, you've got to lean over that item until you get paid. So, would you got some sort of a proprietary
ownership?
If you don't get paid,
yeah, but anyway, until you get paid.
Well, until you get paid, you own it.
Well, you drop off your shoes to the shoemaker, and he spends, I don't know, I'd say 5 hours fixing it. He's put in a certain amount of effort and time that he could make money elsewhere.
It's
meanwhile, you haven't paid. Let's say you don't pick it up for 20 days, 30 days, a month, 2 months, whatever. He's supposed to leave it there, loyal and void. He'll sell it to someone else. Because he has a degree of ownership by virtue of the work.
Yeah, there is a logic
in that.
Which
he hasn't been paid for.
Okay, turn the page. Turn the page on that one. Turn the page. Okay, so next part of the Mishnah was that a socher bizman and ishpa benoito. This talks about the case where the worker comes... The worker comes on the day when he's supposed to get paid, and the employer says, I already paid you. And he says, no, you didn't. And they have this argument, so they go to Beis Din, and the din is that on the day when he was supposed to get paid, we believe the worker, he has to swear that he didn't get paid, and he takes. Even though normally in halacha the swearing is to avoid paying, a person who's claimed from swears that he doesn't owe the money in order not to pay. But in this case, the Chachamim switched it around, and they said, this guy, the worker... The employee will swear that he hasn't been paid and he does take. Yeah. So the question is, a socher, amai takinu le'rabbono le'mishtaba b'shoker. Why did the rabbis make such a takana? That's not the way in the Torah. When the Torah talks about a shrua, it's always to get out of paying, not to get paid. It's Amar Rabbi Huram Ashmol, halachas g'day le'shanu kan. It's big halachas. So when we hear the word halacha in the Gemara, it makes us think that it's halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. Yeah, generally when the Gemara says this is halacha, it means halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. So the Gemara says, what do you mean halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai? Hani hilchasanino, these are halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. Hani takonasino, these are takonas from the Rabbonim. It's bylaws, what do they call them? When the rabbis instituted, it's not halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. So what do you mean takonis? What do you mean halachas gedolis? Elam Rabbi Huram Ashmol. So we try it again. Takonis gedolis shanukan. These are big takonis that they made. So the Gemara says, what do you mean big takonis gedolis? Miklal dika katanis. You mean some things the rabbis say are small, and this one's big. Elam Rabbi Nachman Ashmol. Okay, take out that word as well. Takonis kavuos shanukam. We're getting closer.
Say something.
They wouldn't let him get to the answer. As soon as he opened his mouth, they already jumped down his throat. Yeah. Takonis kavuos shanukam. Fix takonis they made over here. What was it? Let's finally get to the point. The point is that the shvua, the balabayasi, generally, the shvua is meant to be on the person who denies. Yeah, who says he doesn't owe the money.
The mitzvah.
Then the nitzvah, he swears to get out of paying. That would be the normal approach. That's certainly the approach in all the cases de araisa. And generally, when the chachamim were misakin shvuas, it was also along the lines of the Torah dik shvua, which is that the claimee, the person who's getting claimed from, swears to get out of paying. But akruah, in this case, akruah rabban al shvua de balabayis, the rabbis uprooted this oath from the employer, v'shadyuha asocher, when they put it onto the employee, mishum kidei chayev the socher, because the guy's trying to make a living. Yeah, this is his livelihood. And so therefore we need to help him more, that he should, in order to make a living, that he should be entitled to swear that he hasn't been paid and get the money. Freit de Gemara, just a minute. The employee needs a livelihood and the employer doesn't. Mishum kidei chayev the socher mefsadna lebalabayis. I mean, just because a guy's an employer doesn't mean that he needs to get ripped off. He also is trying to make a living, yeah? So why are you going to rip off the balabayas just to work because you're worried about the employee? It's not fair. So the Gemara says, no, the balabayas gufa nechale de mishtabas socha v'shokil. Employers are happy that is the bylaw, that the workers will be able to swear and get paid if there's any dispute. Why? Because that way they can hire workers. Yeah, you want to hire a worker, you got to give him good conditions. Yeah, otherwise the unions go on strike, he won't get any workers. So he's willing to make these concessions in order to entice the workers to come. So the Gemara says, why don't you say the Viki Verki? Maybe the worker would be happy that the arrangement should be that the employer can swear that he doesn't owe it to not pay. So that he'll get a job. Yeah, just like the balabais wants to make conditions that'll keep the worker happy, the worker will agree conditions to make the employer happy so that he'll get hired. Otherwise, the employer will say, I'm not hiring you because you're too much trouble. So the Gemara answers, al karche balabais, al karche ogar. If you're an employer, you have to employ. You need workers. You can't run your business without workers. So therefore, you haven't got a choice. So therefore, you are more likely to entice the workers to come and work. Fred de Gemara, no, I don't agree. Sachir Nami, an employee also. Makorcha Itker. He wants to get a job. Yeah, just like the employer can't do his business without workers, the worker can't make a living without working. Usually. Yeah. So therefore, it's 50-50. Why are you favoring the worker? Elo, answers the Gemara, it's a different reason altogether. The reason is the balabayas, we mentioned this before, really, balabayas torah b'poilimhu. On payday, the employer is paying all the employees. So he's handing out the pay packets, whatever, and he's more likely to make a mistake and not know exactly who he paid than the employee, who's one person, and he'd say that it's binary. Yes or no, you got paid, you didn't get paid. Yeah. He knows he didn't get paid. So he's more likely, when he says, I didn't get paid, his taina is for sure. When the balabai says, I paid you, he's handing out 50 paychecks, so he thinks he paid him, or he's not, he can't be 100% sure. Maybe he got mixed up and he was giving them all out. If that's the case, if we're so sure about that, then he shouldn't have to swear. We should just assume that he hasn't been paid.
Because we always avoid a
shvur. Yeah, answers the Gemara. You've got to make the balabais feel good. You can't just, every time a worker comes along and says, I haven't been paid, he has to pay him, and maybe again. So at least to make the balabais feel more that he's not getting ripped off, we put an oath onto the worker. Fred the Gemara, why don't we just solve the problem? The Nesiv Leba Edim, why don't we say that all paydays you have to pay with witnesses? And therefore, if the balabais, if the employer doesn't have any witnesses, then we say, sorry, you must have not paid, and therefore it's
a piece of paper and sign for it.
All right, so, well, okay. Idea, whatever. So he's got proof that he paid. So the Gemara says, Trichaluhu Milsa, to get witnesses every time you have to pay somebody is too much bother. So they couldn't make that as a takana. Why don't you get him to pay in advance? Pay him in advance, and then the worker can't come and say, I haven't been paid, because you did the work. We don't believe you that you weren't paid, because the deal is that you're paid in advance. The Gemara says, "Nay, shneim roitzim b'hakofa." Everybody wants that he should get paid at the end of the day, because the Balabais wants to pay at the end of the day because he wants to get some earnings, some takings.
Well, maybe he doesn't have cash in the bank before the job is done.
No, he doesn't have the cash, so he wants to pay at the end. And the worker also wants to get paid at the end of the day because he doesn't want to have to carry around the money while he's working all day. If he's climbing up a tree to pick the fruit, he doesn't want the cash in his pocket, which will fall out when he hangs upside down from the branch. So therefore, he's happy not to get paid until he's going home. So everybody's happy. Okay, now the Gemara asks, so if we have this logic, that because the Balabais is torud, therefore, he is more likely to make a mistake than the worker. As I feel the then when they argue about how much the deal was, we should say the same thing. Alam Matanya, why do we learn the Brisa? Umanem Shtayin Kasasli. The worker comes at the end to collect his wages and says, "Hey, you said you were going to pay me $2 today." The employer says, "No, the deal was only $1 per day." And we say, there we say that the worker has to prove it because he's the one who's claiming. So why don't we say there also
it's
the Balabais
not a case of Maida B'mixas?
The Balabais can't remember.
Is Maida B'mixas a Taina?
Maybe it's Halach. Maybe he gave it to him already. Yeah. But the point is, who's the onus on? I hear your point. But the point is, who's the onus on? Why don't we just assume that the Balabais doesn't remember the wages of each worker, and the worker knows what his salary is?
All these things could have been simply solved by writing it
down. Yes. But it wasn't.
It wasn't so available in those days.
Yeah, and then he has to keep the paper.
But it was right. They had a special sofa.
And a lot of it was a day thing. Like you got up in the morning, you went to the field, and people lined up
for 3 hours.
People lined up. I need some workers. Hey, come here and work. You know, you get three Israelis to come and slap you or whatever.
Well, yeah? three Babylonians, as the case may be.
So the Gemara answers, "Well, kitzitza vada midka dechira leinchi," because even the employer, he knows what wages he's paying. Even if he doesn't remember who he paid on payday, but if you come and argue that, "No, my salary is $100,000 a year," the employer is going to know, "No, it's not. I'm not paying you $100,000 a year. I pay $50,000. Yeah? Again, same logic. If it's because the Balabais would make a mistake, is afilu overs mani nami, then even if it's not the same day, yeah, he came, payday was Monday. The worker comes on Wednesday and says, "I haven't been paid." So then we say, we don't believe the worker. Why not? On Monday, the Balabais was so busy paying everyone, he maybe made a mistake. Alam etnan, why did we learn the Mishnah? Avar zmanai. I was going to say butl karbonai. Ein anishpa v'noitel. Lift the times up, then he no longer can swear and take. So the Gemara answers, because it's a chazoka, the ein Balabais say mishum baltoli. If you come on Wednesday and say that I wasn't paid when I was supposed to get paid on Monday, we don't believe you, because the chazoka, the Balabais, pays on the payday, because he doesn't want to transgress the aveira of baltoli. Fred the Gemara, what do you mean he doesn't want to transgress? The Hamarta Balabais tore the pearl. You said he makes a mistake because he's paying everybody so he can make a mistake. So the Gemara answers, "Hani mili mekama delimtias machiyubi." When does he make a mistake? On the day itself, when he doesn't have to pay everybody,
misses out one, we said.
Yeah, when he gets before the end of the time, he's not so worried because he knows that he's not transgressing if he doesn't pay right away because he's got the whole day. Avomotas machiyubi, when he gets to the end, at the end of the day, he goes over in his mind and makes sure that he paid everyone. During the day, yeah, maybe he doesn't remember who he paid yet, who he didn't. But at the end of the day, he'll make sure that he's paid everybody. As Rami Anafshe Yomidker, he puts it into his mind and he remembers. Fred Gemara, your chazaka that he doesn't know over on Baltolin v'chisocher over on Mishul Baltigzel. Why you have a chazaka that the employee does rip off and cheat the employer? So the Gemara answers, Hasan Tre Chazaki. The Balabais has two chazakas. Number one, the money's in his pocket, so he has the chazaka of the ownership of the money. And number two, a chazaka that he wouldn't transgress. And Hacha Char Chazaka, the worker only has one chazaka that he wouldn't transgress. Gabe Balabais, Tika Tre Chazaki, Chara de Ein Balabais, Mishra Baltolin. Number one, he doesn't transgress. Vachara de Ein Sacher, Masha Schori. Oh, sorry, there's another chazaka. Not that he's got the money in his pocket. The other chazaka is that the worker wouldn't wait 2 days to come and claim. You didn't get paid on payday. You'd be at his door. You'd be at his door right there. You wouldn't be waiting a couple of days and coming later. The worker only has one chazak on his side, and therefore we, in that case, we believe the Balabais. When it's not bismanoi, then we believe the Balabais, because now the worker's got a chazak.
That's why you make the poil maker.